What is the latest on this? What are your sources on the House and Senate sides telling you about the FAA authorization bill?
Well, they're telling me that there won't be any solution, that, in fact, earlier today, the Senate Democrats decided not to accept the House bill, let the clock tick, and now the Senate is gone. So any solution for now seems highly unlikely, and as the clock ticks toward midnight, it looks like some things are going to happen. First, air travelers will be able to buy cheaper tickets because the government won't be able to charge a tax. Thousands of FAA workers whose jobs are funded by ticket tax revenues will be furloughed. Air flights won't be disrupted, and air traffic controllers will remain on the job. That's where we are.
What does the Senate schedule look like next week, trying to look forward to the possibility of something early in the beginning of the week?
Well, they'll be in around 9 or 10 Monday morning, and, of course, their big effort now is to get this debt deficit bill passed, and there'll probably be talks about that, and they have legislation. There'll be plenty of time for the Senate to settle this thing up if they wish to with the House, but they have some really big disputes over what's in these short-term emergency funding bills. You know, they haven't, as you have been so well reporting on Federal News Radio, there is no actual FAA reauthorization and funding bill because of various disputes over lots of different things. The slots at National Airport, for one thing, how they'll be apportioned to other airlines across the country. That's just one thing. But there are other objections here. One thing that the House sent over to the Senate today that the Senate just will not accept are restrictions on efforts to unionize by the TSA and also the elimination of federal subsidies for airline services to 13 rural airports. That was a no-no for the Senate. That was a deal breaker. And yet the House did put it in its bill, and they are adamant that they want that passed.
The former administrator of the FAA, Marion Blakey, told me yesterday that airplanes will continue to fly, so there will be air traffic controllers in the towers. That's not an issue. But as I mentioned, as we brought you on, 4,000 FAA employees furloughed. Should these employees then, based on what you're telling me on the schedule, or on the Senate schedule and the possibility for compromise, this might not be something that goes away anytime soon?
Well, it depends on whether or not the House and the Senate can at least agree on these disputes that I just outlined, or what they've done in the past. They've taken them out of the bill and just passed what they call a clean appropriations bill, a short-term appropriations bill, while they work on the larger bill. If they do that, then within a day or two, this thing could be settled. But if both sides get their backs up and decide to have a fight about it, this could take some time. And as you well know in your reports, when you talk about shutdowns and furloughs and things, when there is no funding for a job, you can't come into work, or you have to be sent home.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood was on with Tom and Amy on the Federal Drive this morning, pleading for a clean bill, as you both reference it. Do you get a sense of why the House this time decided not to go that direction and just do it that way?
Yes, because the chairman of the House Transportation Committee, John Mica of Florida, made very clear in a floor speech that he does not think that these subsidies, as he calls them, to rural airports for passenger service should be, in a time of tight deficits, something that should continue. He really wants to come down on that. Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia, which state has a lot of these rural airports, totally disagrees with him. So there you have two bulls in the Congress, you know, as we say here, a powerful people, a chairman of a powerful Senate committee, the Commerce Committee, Senator Rockefeller, chairman of the House Transportation Committee, Chairman Mica, getting their backs up and not giving in. And that makes for a difficult solution.
Our sister station, WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent, is Dave McConnell. I'm grateful for your time to explain to us what is happening on the Hill so we can understand where this may go. Thank you very much for your time, Dave.
Thank you, Francis. My pleasure.